Hello, everyone. You're listening to Quasi Indefatigable Zenilith. I'm Jay Nemro, and we're still talking about Godsend. Which are stories about people striving to do God's will and to become like God. Yeah, I like it. Starting to pull back from all the weird stuff. Our descriptions of the convocation are going to get much less interesting. Westland, we aren't going to have a Kiyome anymore. There's no point. Westland is the leader of this place. I think at some point he is going to lose what power he gained, you know, that he's going to be, he was a leader, and he will be, or no, he is when the second story starts. But when time finally, as things progress, he ends up losing more and more power to evil. Because he can't stop evil from doing what evil's going to do. And they go out, it's mostly a political thing. It really is. That's what it ultimately ends up becoming. It becomes a fact that in one circumstance where he's trying to make sure someone good happens, the people want evil. And he flatly says to him, he says, you're being flattered away. You're being flattered away. And they go, we don't care. We don't care. We're going to just do this stuff. We never had to pay taxes before. We never had to do all these things. And it produced a lot of interesting problems that Westland couldn't control. It's kind of like being the prime minister of like the House of Commons. He was made the prime minister. A lot of people got into positions they were in because he swept them into power. They kind of swept along behind him. They were a party, and they swept into power. And now that they're finding that they can make deals and they can influence people. Well, they're starting to revolt against him. They're starting to say, we need a new prime minister. And he's been trying to shore up support for good. Now, that does mean shoring up support for him. He's still a person with some renown. And if he tries to do the thing, of course, these people are always doing gerrymandering, you know. They do that. They start enacting laws. Start making things happen. They finally broke things up into districts. And they take more and more power from the people and invest it in themselves. At first, it's more of a raw democracy because that's what had to happen, you know? There was no party. There was no way to split things up. But over time, they found ways to do that because people said, we're tired of having to make these decisions all the time. I'm going to entrust this man with the ability to do that. And how evil weasels into that, or how evil makes that happen. At the end of the first book, things have changed. What happens is, number one, Wesleyan isn't a party to anything that really happens to Michiana. You know? Evil took that circumstance and they turned it into something pretty evil. I keep waiting for this car. I think we're slowing down. I think we're going to turn up here. Or no? I don't think he's going to speed limit. I think he's just taking his sweet old time. Sorry. What happens is, to save his father, Wesleyan provides certain information, certain things where he says, my father's useful and I'm useful, to the point to where you don't want to get rid of us. Not that he makes a deal, but he helps them to see that destroying them isn't going to be very helpful. Because Wesleyan's already the established leader of this movement. He's already stepped in and he's electrifying this thing. And that makes it so that you know, he's somebody to be reckoned with. If you know, he'll say, I'll take everybody who follows me and we'll go someplace else and we'll hunt you down and kill you. And I said, but if you don't kill me, this is, you know, there's other possibilities that can happen. Evil doesn't like to cut its losses. It doesn't like to burn bridges, you know? You can always come back, you can always make a profit or gain more power through manipulation. You know, there's always death to be, there's always death to be done. But, there's ways you can also make somebody evil make it worth their while. And one of the problems of these evil people was they didn't have the stuff. They didn't have the stuff right then. You know? To make it work, they didn't have the charisma and he did. They finally accomplish what they want to do, but they don't end up being the people that get to monopolize on it. There's people that are better at this that come up later, you know, that squish them into the ground. And Wesleyan's no dummy. He knows this. But he also knows that those that will be coming up will eventually get him. But he has faith in God that everything will turn out for the best. He has faith in the prophecy of a deliverer, that after this great time of darkness, and yeah, it does end up being, he ends up being one of the instruments. He ends up being associated with that darkness. And it's a hard thing to see through. He has to be repentant. The other guys don't play the game very well. You have to understand, these are people that have only recently stopped being slaves. They're good at small things, but they're not very good at big things. And but they'll get better. They'll get better as they gain more experience, as they start learning how to use their talents to influence people. Anyway, so that's kind of what's going to happen instead. Because I've always been wondering, you know, the second book, it kind of, you know, started having problems. The first book I don't think is going to be as long as the second book. The second book's going to be significantly longer. It's not going to be a series. You know, people say, oh, it's going to be a series. There's a second book, now there's going to be a third. You go, no, it's not really a third. It's a prequel, or I might never do the third book, or I might just do it kind of as a little internet ebook sort of thing for people who are interested in such things. But no, there's only going to be two books. As far as I'm aware, that's all I'm going to do. Well, you know, I might count other books, but I'm pretty satisfied that this is what I need to be working on right now, and I have no thoughts for other things. So, anyway. So these changes need to be made. We need to go back, and I think we're going to go ahead and let Davor be the writer. Or maybe not. No, maybe I'll do it, because it just makes it easier. And I can go ahead and put it into modern context as I feel the need. So that I can see it. See, the thing is we're not painting a utopia at all. I'm not particularly painting a dystopia. But it is a very much hopeful thing. That even though cultures may fall because they adopt wickedness among their tenets, it doesn't mean that individuals will fall. It's much easier for more people to do well under a good culture, and that's always what God's trying to create. But if it only ends up being a few people that can be saved, you know, God's willing to do that too. Well, I'm tired and I want to do something else, and maybe I'll listen to something, or I'll watch a movie. Well, my name is Jay Nabrow. You're listening to Quasi-Infat. Have a great day, everybody.